What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
Adam.
And welcome back to episode 38 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. A big old 38.
Almost middle-aged.
Almost? I don't know. I'm 35 this year, and I'm already feeling a little middle-aged, if I'm being honest. So,
early midlife crisis.
Yeah, we are continuously getting closer or creeping closer to being 40, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, not too long.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of a brain fart going on. And I apologize. Yeah, my brain's a little tired.
A long day.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so. We really weren't really sure what we were going to do for this episode. Originally, we were going to try to do kind of a show based around the NCAA tournament, which has officially kicked off this week. It really kicked off as we're recording today. We're recording on Thursday. The first four games were the previous 2 days, but the tournament officially kicked off today. So we were like, at the beginning of this week, we thought about, oh well, let's try to do a tournament show and maybe talk about different things, and that kind of didn't work out. So we're gonna bring you a little something different. It's gonna be college basketball themed, but it's gonna be a little bit different than the tournament show that we had originally planned.
Yeah, but every podcast, sports podcast out there is doing their tournament previews and predictions and everything. So, you know, we're here to be different.
It pays to be different sometimes.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this will be college basketball themed. We're just not going to sit here and bore you with all our predictions and everything for the tournament, but we are going to bring you our favorite college basketball nicknames, or names, you know, sports names that the schools have. We kind of did this with our college football teams. It's probably been a while since we did that one, so I couldn't even tell you what it was.
I don't even remember all the schools I picked. I kind of have an idea, but, you know, I tried to be different for this list.
Well, I'll get into that here in a minute, but, we thought, since we couldn't bring you a tournament based show, then we'd still be able to do something around college basketball. And we thought it'd be kind of fun, since we did our college football team names, that we would talk about our top 10 favorite college basketball team names that we like. I don't know how you did your criteria. I hope that you kind of did how I did, but, I did mine where I picked the schools to where basketball is their main sport, so they could not have a football team.
Yeah, I definitely did. I definitely did not do schools that did not have football teams. I did schools that maybe football's not there. Maybe they're better, historically had a better basketball team than football.
Okay.
Or in some instances, it's just I like the mascot, and I don't remember if I did him on my football list. So,
well, see, that's why I kind of made the rule for myself, because I didn't really want, because I'm like you, I don't remember which college football teams I chose. So that's why I was like, I'll just make sure to look at team names that I like, and basketball is their pretty much their main sport. So I didn't want any crossovers, and I don't. Right. I'm pretty sure I don't have any crossovers with my other list. So,
I did start off by just looking at teams that were in this year's tournament, and just kind of being like, okay, so what kind of cool names we got here? Because I knew of some, and then I kind of just expanded out from there.
Okay, hey, nothing wrong with that. So I don't know how many you have on your list, but I have my top 10, and then I think I have 3 honorable mentions that I came up with. That's usually how I like to do it.
Yeah, I got 10, and I could probably think of a few honorable mentions. So
okay, Okay, but fair enough.
We'll see if we get to the end if I have any that I thought of that I didn't include.
Okay. So. Now, I will say, since this was like, it's been a very busy week, or at least the last couple of days for me, so I didn't have a whole lot of chance to like completely put all these in order. So for my 10 to like 4, you can pretty much take them with a grain of salt. I do have my top 3 that I really like. I'm like, if I were making a really like complete top 10, those would be my top 3. But 10 through 4, you can pretty much put in any order that I'll that I'll come up with.
Mine's not in really any order at all. I'd say probably my top maybe 2 or 3 are really what matters, but okay, everything else can just be interchanged.
Okay. All right. So, do you want to go 10 through 1 and then honorable mentions, or do you want to start with the honorable mentions and then go 10 through 1?
I said we could do honorable mentions last, you know, just the ones that didn't make the list that, okay, you know, we don't, we'll spend a whole lot of time on them.
Okay. You want to tip off this list, or you want me to?
Sure, I'll go for it. So I was just kind of thinking of just either one. Okay, first of all, let me say this. Western Carolina Catamounts and Wake Forest Demon Deacons are automatically top 2. So, and I'm pretty sure they were on my football list, so they're not included because it's implied. And we're not even going to talk about the imposter Catamounts that are currently in the tournament. Stupid Vermont.
I think we talked about it on the football list. Guys have the distinction of being the only football or the only school with a football team in the Catamounts. So
yeah,
you do have that to your name. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm not going with typical ones. There's no Wildcats. There's no like Cougars and no like any kind of birds or anything. Well, there might be a bird. I'm not going to say that.
I'm with you.
Bulldogs.
Almost all my school names are very unique. And it's funny because compared to like college football, there's 300 teams to choose. Well, it wasn't quite as many since I didn't do ones that also have a football team, but still that leaves quite a many. But if you count all the college basketball teams, there's 300 teams to choose from. So if you can't come up with anything unique, then you know, there's something going on.
Yeah. All right. So first one, it is not necessarily cool, but it's just interesting looking. Mm-hmm. It is the Stanford Cardinal. And because they don't have an official mascot, but it's just a tree, you know? You know, I know it's because of the redwood trees that are kind of nearby, mm-hmm, but they're hideous. If you've ever looked up these mascots,
it's horrible.
Yeah. So what's interesting though is that it's always a band member that is the tree, and each new mascot is responsible for making their own costume. So, that's why it changes like every couple years. And then even at some sport like big basketball or football game, they'll have a reunion with all the different like recent trees meeting up together.
I like that. So, bunch of ugly trees getting together.
So yeah, I thought, and that was another one of my criteria. There was kind of some kind of interesting story behind it.
Okay.
Then I went with it.
Well, and you know, you hear Stanford Cardinal, you know, most teams are, you know, Cardinals based on, you know, the bird, but there is no S on the end of Stanford Cardinal.
They're color.
Pretty much based, their team name is pretty much the color. So it makes Stanford's team name very interesting and very unique.
Nice. So what you got?
Okay. So for my first honorable mention, I think I'm going to go with the Wichita State Shockers.
I thought about them. They're probably going to be honorable mention for me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is my honorable mention.
Oh, I thought we were doing them with the end. Sorry. We're real good today.
Yeah, apparently we're both completely awake.
So. Need to get me a monster or something.
Yeah, I even have a Mountain Dew sitting here, and I'm still just. But yeah, so apparently, Shockers is unique to Wichita, Wichita State, because so I was trying to figure out why exactly they're called the Shockers, but apparently it's named after students who went out and shocked or harvested like wheat in fields. Now, apparently, you know, harvesting wheat fields can also be called shocking. I never knew that. Hmm. So, but apparently that's where they got the name Shockers from. But Shockers also sounds really cool. So I thought, why not? I'll just add it to my list.
Oh, yeah. I just love the mascot's name, Woo Shock.
Woo Shock. That's amazing. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything else for honorable mention?
Nah. I mean, pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I guess I can go through my two honorable mentions that I have. So the other one, or another one that I'm used for my honorable mentions, is the New Jersey Institute of Technology Highlanders. Mm. There can be only one.
Is that right? Yeah, there can only be one. Okay. I wonder how much that's said across campus or at games day. Or something.
Every day. Every day, every game. But I'm not really sure where they got Highlanders from, but I mean, I looked at their mascot. The mascot is like a knight, so I assume it's just something to do with knighthood. But I thought Highlanders was a really cool name.
Yeah, that is cool.
And then the last one I'll use as an honorable mention is the George Washington Colonials.
Mm. Very, you know, patriotic.
If we're allowed to say that nowadays.
I think we're still good with that one.
Okay. But yeah, just, you know, we kind of talked with the college football. Like, I like team names that have a little bit of a historical connection to it. And, I mean, what's more historical than Colonials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, that's what I'll use as those would be my honorable mentions.
Well, I got confused a little bit, so the Stanford was my number 10. So
okay, fair enough. All right, well,
we're really on one today.
Maybe we just need to go take a nap and come back.
yeah, this needs to be coffee instead of just water.
I'm sorry. All right.
So we'll do your number 10.
I say, since you've already technically did your number 10, do you want to do my number 10?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Let's see. Where do I want to start this list off? I'm gonna go the Indiana State Sycamores.
Another tree.
And that's true. Another tree. Just not quite as. I don't think Sycamores is quite as tall as Redwoods.
No.
But no. I just, you know, Sycamores is such a unique name. If Indiana State is naming their team name after Sycamores, I assume that they're, you know, native to Indiana. I don't really know. I'm sorry, I'm not a tree expert, so I don't know which trees grow in which states and whatnot. But I just really like. I thought Sycamores was just a fun name.
Yeah.
And of course, Larry Bird played at Indiana State, so, you know, kind of had to include it because of that as well.
There you go. Yeah, you don't hear many. I wonder how many other like tree related mascot or nicknames there are.
I'm a guess, not many.
Like some dogwoods or some birches. I don't know.
Birches doesn't really like strike fear in the heart of someone.
Nah, that doesn't.
And then here comes your team, the Fighting Birches. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, at least Dogwood has the word dog in it.
Dog in it. Yeah. A little fearsome.
But Birch's just doesn't have the same like oomph.
Yeah.
Here comes your team, the fighting pine trees. Wait, no, just you know, I think I'll leave the team name into the people that have a little bit of more expertise in it than me.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sycamores.
Right. Sycamores. Yeah. All right. So that was. So you ready for my number what, 9?
Yeah, it'd be your number 9.
Okay. So this is another, I guess,
main. At least it's another tree.
Yeah, no, well, not another tree. Oh, we should just try to come up with just all tree themed sports teams. Or nature themed, not just.
Can you imagine how many people we tick off if we're just like, hey, both of our lists are just straight tree mascots?
Yeah.
Anyways,
I'm going with another kind of mainstream one. Probably might still run for football, but I don't think I named it on the other show. And that's the TCU Horned Frogs, just because who doesn't love a horned frog or a horned lizard?
The horny toads.
Yeah, horny toads. So apparently the horned frog was the name of the 1886 school yearbook. And I don't know why they just named a yearbook specifically. One, I don't know which colleges have yearbooks. I sure didn't. But anyways, that year was named it. And it kind of stuck. And allegedly, the football field was infested with horned lizards in the team's early years. But I guess they voted and that one stuck, and the second place was the cactus. So it was almost some kind of plant.
TCU cacti.
Got it. Cacti, yeah. But yeah, I just like horned lizard just because I just think they're cool.
And because it has...
Or horned frog.
Close enough to horny, right?
Horny toad. Yep.
Yeah. No, like horned frogs is a really fun name. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. As a kid, you kind of giggle at it. I mean, it's so unique because I mean, you know, as you mentioned, most of the time you have your bulldogs and your wildcats and all these other animals, and then TCU just goes, "Hey, let's go horned frogs." And it's like, okay, cool. If that's what you guys want to do, have at it. Be different, gosh darn it.
I was looking up possibly trading out one of mine.
All right.
What'd you got for number 9?
My number 9, I think I'm going to go the UC Santa Barbara Gauchos.
Mm.
So that's the University of California Santa Barbara Gauchos.
Yeah.
Gauchos is... I was looking it up. It's kind of a Spanish / Mexican term for like a horseback rider, mm-hmm. and it's apparently known to be really brave and stuff like that. So I guess from what I was reading, Santa Barbara kind of wanted to go something Spanishy with their name, and they're like, "Hey, Gauchos is close enough." So, but I mean, Gauchos once again just a really unique name. You know, not very often. I mean. What other team do you know is named the Gauchos? And, you know, it has some kind of historical significance to it. So that's kind of why I went with it.
Yeah. It's another one that I'd be shocked if there was another kind of school named Gauchos. But
yeah.
So it kind of ties into the. I feel like there's a lot of. Large, you know, Hispanic population in California and mm-hmm. kind of the, you know, Southwest. So,
yeah, so it fits.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, what you got for number 8?
All right. So I'm going to pivot. And since you went with a UC school, I'm going to go with another UC school.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure this school is a Division II, if not III, school. But it is the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs.
Banana Slugs.
Yes.
All right.
Now, it was not, it was a, they do have a basketball team, but it was named for their volleyball team. Let's see. It says the
men's volleyball.
I think it was a, do what?
Men or women's volleyball.
I think it was a men's volleyball team, player, back in 86. The banana slug was chosen because it represents the campus's non-aggressiveness, contemplation, flexibility, and iconoclastic challenge to the status quo, whatever that means. But I just love it's like the campus's non-aggressiveness.
So one of them California tree-hugging schools.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. That's, well, not trying to say a little PC, but you know, all those UC schools are kind of, you know, like that.
I can just see a bunch of hippies walking around that campus nowadays still.
Yeah.
It's 2024, but you got, you know, people going around yelling flower power.
Yeah. But yeah, the banana slug, I was just kind of, I just chuckled a little bit when I discovered that one.
Oh yeah. No, that's, that was a good one. I hadn't heard of that one yet. Like I said, I didn't. There's so many schools to choose from, and just Division I that I didn't even go outside of Division I to into Division II or Division III. Yeah. So I mean, now I've learned today that there is a school that has named their team named the Banana Slugs. So,
mm-hmm. Oh,
thank you.
And I got some. I got a couple more. Whether it may not be their official mascot or their official nickname, it's their mascot name.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right, so this is what? My number eight? Was that your number eight?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so my number eight would be the Providence College Friars. So Friar
Tuck?
As in Friar, as in, you know, a man of God Friar. That
like a monk? Well, not a Buddhist monk, a Christian monk.
Yeah, a Christian monk. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's literally what their mascot is, too, or like their logo is pretty much a monk with the hood on and everything.
Mm.
But Providence College is, you know, small little, I want to say like a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess basing their team name and mascot and everything off of a Christian monk, you know, kind of makes sense. And I've always just found the friars kind of fun. So
yeah,
and
you know, it would be more fun is if, because I imagine it's spelled FRIAR, friar, like that, friar. If it were instead, it was FRYER, and there was just a bunch of like fry cooks, like just making like French fries and stuff.
Just a mascot's just this big beer belly guy with the you know, grease stains on his shirt.
Yeah.
Chef's hat with a little basket of fries.
Just
the Providence Friar. Man. I'm disappointed now.
They'd have the best food at their stadiums, or they should.
I hope so. I would hope so. The place would have everything fried.
fried pickles, fried candy bars.
Fried ice cream, yeah. Fried ice cream.
Oh, man, now I want some fried Oreos. Anyway.
Everything that you can think of that you usually get at a sporting event, it'd just be fried.
Yeah.
Let me have one of them fried colas. How do you fry cola? But
I don't know. Hey, at the fair, they had fried Coke. And it was interesting.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I like Coke, so, and it's just, I think they freeze it. I think they freeze balls of Coke, and then they just quick batter it and then drop it in, and then it just kind of puts a coating.
Yeah.
But And that was Cooking Talk with Adam and Nick. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
That was Fried Up with the Cheap Seaters.
All right, so where are we on?
Or It Can Be Fried.
Yes. Will it fry?
Anyways, so you're number seven.
Number seven. I don't really find an interesting story, but I just think the name is cool. And that is the San Diego State Aztecs.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure Aztec was on my college football team. I love that name.
Okay. Yeah. And I included it too because, I know they got a football team. I don't really think of their football team, but they have been in the tournament quite a bit in the past few years. So that's what led me to include them here. It says it's a tribute to obviously the Aztec civilization, known for their art, society, history. And I think it was just, I don't know if it was voted on. Let's see. Moniker was chosen by the students in 1925, served as strong identifier for thousands of students, faculty, staff, and alumni. So very basic reasoning. I mean, no fun reason other than it just sounds cool.
Sometimes that works.
Yeah.
But Aztecs is such a unique name.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to like bring observation to the historical part of, I guess San Diego had, you know, Aztec tribe and whatnot, and I don't know. Nah. I feel like that was mostly Mexico, but who knows? I just feel like it's a good way to bring like eyes to Aztecs.
Yeah.
It's just a cool name.
Yeah, and it'd be easy to go like, you know, warriors or whatever, but, you know, go a specific like civilization.
Yeah, and if I'm being honest, like Aztecs is the one like that you want to choose because, I mean, Mayans and Incans don't really like, I don't know. As Aztecs, you know, you hear the stories and whatnot, you know, these people were, you know, sacrificing people to the gods and cutting out hearts. So if you want any old civilization to base your team name around to strike fear to the hearts of your opponents, I feel like the Aztecs is a good one to choose.
Oh yeah.
All right. Okay. So my number seven is going to be the University of Maryland Baltimore County Retrievers.
That's a mouthful.
Well, most of the time, it's pretty much known as UMBC. I just wanted to let people know.
Okay, I remember them being in the tournament.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Retrievers. Pretty much named after the dog. So it's a dog mascot, stuff like that. Once again, you know, as you mentioned with the Aztecs, you know, it's very easy to go a generic name, so Bulldogs or Huskies or something like that. No, these guys decided to name, if they wanted to go dog, then they went Retrievers. I think Retrievers is such a fun name, such a unique name. So,
yeah, it's a, because you can go, there are so many Bulldogs, like you said, but there's not many. Give me a Labradoodle, or a Skull, or a, no Chihuahuas, but we got a Chihuahua baseball team. I actually think that was my number one minor league baseball team.
I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
What happened? I'm trying to find my list. Okay. Yeah, I always love the Retrievers. What are we on?
You're number six.
I'm going to go with the darling of last year's tournament and who is playing Tennessee this year and is probably going to get smoked in the first round. It's the St. Peter's Peacocks.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a fun one. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know any other team that's got, you know, Peacock. But let's see. So pretty sure they're a Catholic school.
More than likely.
Yeah. So named in 1930 by, at the time, the dean, Father Robert Gannon, to represent the college's Spirit of Resurrection and Eternal Life, which I had to think about for a second, and I looked at dug more into it. He said a peacock was like known to like die or burn and then rise up from the ashes. Beautiful. And I'm like, yo, bud, I think you're thinking the phoenix. I found an article that was where you talk about that. So, but whatever, you know, phoenix probably wouldn't have been as cool. Because there's probably a phoenix out there somewhere as a mascot or a nickname.
Elon.
Yeah, there you go. So, but I'm just happy he mistaken. Well, maybe I'm wrong, but in my mind, he was thinking of a phoenix. Well, yeah, that's really cool. Well, what is it? It's a peacock. Or maybe he's like, hey, what's that bird? What's that bird in mythology that like burns and then rises from the ashes? Let's name our thing after that. And then somebody was playing a prank on me. Like, I think it's a peacock. They're like, yes, we'll go with the peacocks.
It's one of those things where you wish that you were in that board meeting when they were trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
Or maybe the other members knew that he was wrong, but they just didn't want to like correct him. Hey, yeah. You know what? It's a peacock.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yes, right here. The peacock, he believed, symbolized resurrection, given it was said to have periodically self-immolated only to later rise from its own ashes more beautiful than before.
That's a phoenix, bud.
Yeah.
Just saying. But yeah. You know what? St. Peter's at least got a fun name out of it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. That poor guy.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. So my number six. Let's see. Which one do I want to go with first? I think I'm going to go the Xavier Musketeers.
Mm. I didn't even think Xavier. Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, kind of a historically based name. And I like the name Musketeer.
Musketeers.
Muscadines. Yeah, got it. I just like the name Musketeers. I feel like it's unique, very neat, and it's just fun. Fun to say, and yeah. I mean it's kind of cool. I feel like it'd be kind of cool to be walking around and be like, "Hey, what's the mascot of your school? Oh, we're the Musketeers."
Yeah, it's got some gravitas behind it.
Exactly. So yeah, I think it's a fun name.
Yeah, it's a good one. We need to pit all these mascots against each other. Do we need to do a tournament of like, okay, a tournament of who would win if the mascots were actually fighting?
Well, it depends on if the peacock can rise from the ashes or not.
Yeah, well, see, apparently you can't kill it because it'll just keep rising, you know, so the peacock wins. You know, now my Stanford trees will just get cut down by anybody with an axe, you know, like, so, and then thrown in a fire. But
well, same as the sycamores.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyways.
Anyway, I digress. All right. What are we on? My five?
You're number five.
Okay. So this one, this is again, they have a football team, but in my opinion, I think their basketball team has been more prevalent than their football. Syracuse Orange. Okay. Mostly, and it's just a big orange ball. That's all he is. But so he used to be the Saltine Warrior, which was like a Indian chief, you know, so naturally it became people didn't like it. It was racist and this and that, so they were, and they had different colors, so they were one, I think they were the first school to adopt the color orange as their primary color. Because before that it was like pink and blue or purple or something like that. So they took orange. The students wanted orange to stand out and be vibrant. So they took it. And I guess that eventually led to the mascot just being a literal orange. But they've had different variations of it up to the current one. It's Otto the Orange, who was actually last year inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So, yeah, just really? So that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that one did nothing more than just being an iconic mascot, really.
Yeah.
Seeing, if you see a Syracuse basketball game, he's a big orange ball is out there hyping up the crowd.
With the hat.
Yep.
I really love how two of your team names are just colors.
Yeah. I should have gone with a theme. See how many I could gone. See, I know there's a bunch of like ones that have colors in them, like, you know, the Golden Knights, which they dropped the golden out of that name. The Crimson Tide, you know.
I don't know too many other ones that are just colors, straight colors. No noun on the end of it, just a color.
Yeah.
So
I kind of have another color coming. It is and it isn't.
Okay.
And we'll get there.
Can't wait for that one. all right. So my number five would be the Loyola Chicago Ramblers. Another team that Cinderella story a couple years ago.
Was that
Sister Jean?
Was that where Sister Jean come from? I thought so.
Sure is. So I know the mascot is a dog, but I was looking it up trying to figure out how exactly they got the Rambler name, and it actually came from the football team. They don't have a football team anymore, so that's kind of why they made my list. But apparently it came from the football team when they were traveling across the country to all their games, you know, rambling from place to place. So the name Ramblers just kind of stuck.
Hmm.
But as I said, their mascot is a dog, so it's kind of what drew me to it as well. But I just thought Ramblers was once again just a fun, unique name.
Yeah, that's another good one. It's just another good story behind it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're number four.
All right. So
final four.
Ooh. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think I'm good. Thought I might have had too many here. Okay, so this one I threw in at the last minute and really solidified it when you were talking about colors. So the nickname's not a color, and it's the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
Mm, okay.
But their mascot, and again, a lot of times if they had a fun mascot, it's just Big Red.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what he is. It's just a red blob.
Just imagine Grimace, but red.
Yeah. It says, so Ralph Carey, a student at Western Kentucky in 79, created Big Red to represent the sports teams, the Hilltoppers, and their alumni. Let's see. It's a red furry. Wait, the mascot is a red furry being based on amusement park characters. Huh.
Okay.
It says it's meant to symbolize the spirit of students and alumni. The Hilltoppers, a name chosen because the school's campus sits atop a hill 232 feet above the Barren River flowing through the home city of Bowling Green.
Okay.
Wait, so Western Kentucky is in Bowling Green?
Sure.
So is Bowling Green University also in Bowling Green? I would assume.
I think so.
Oh, no. Well, what can I say?
I think Bowling Green University is in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I think. Don't quote me on that. I'm sure if somebody's listening and they hear me say that, they'll hopefully bust it.
Yeah, I didn't know there were multiple Bowling Greens.
I'm, I'm pretty sure I've made that mistake before, but I'm pretty sure Bowling Green University is in Ohio. Mm. But yeah, no, Hilltoppers is another fun, unique one, and apparently has a really good story behind it. And I guess having just a random mascot makes sense because you can't really have a gigantic hill walking around your campus as your mascot. So,
yeah. I just found something else on here about the color red. Let's see. Apparently there's a coach, Coach Diddle. sorry. He carried a red towel through 1,062 basketball games. So it was a basketball coach. Okay. He chewed it, threw it, cried on it, waved it at fans. And it kind of became synonymous with Hilltopper basketball.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But yeah, no, it's a good one too. All right, so my number four, I'm going to go with the Canisius Golden Griffins.
Canisius?
Ooh. Canisius.
Where are they at?
Somewhere in the United States. give me one moment, and I will look it up for you. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere up north.
Canisius, Wisconsin.
Buffalo, that's my guess.
Kind of not close.
You had the northern part, right?
Yeah.
But this is one that I actually added to my list at the last moment. But I wanted to include it because, I mean, Griffins, once again, just super unique. And, I mean, I like the good, Greek mythology-based mascot, which is what a griffin is. So I thought that was a good one to add.
Yeah.
Fun name.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, one of the city's fun, or the school's name's fun, too.
Yeah, Canisius.
Canisius.
Canisius Griffins.
Canisius.
Sounds like a name.
Yeah, like Peter, long lost relative of Peter Griffin. All
right. You're number three.
All right. This is, I don't know how I came across this one. Oh. One, okay, does Dartmouth have a basketball team? I think they do.
I think so. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Dartmouth, I think they were the first school to where the players unionized to be considered like employees of the university. I think that just happened at the beginning of this year.
Okay.
So anyways, sorry. Little side note.
Very good. So originally they didn't really have, they don't even have an official mascot or a nickname really. It's just Dartmouth. They had kind of an Indian mascot for a while that represented them, but of course that had to go away because it was racist, mm-hmm. whatever. So in 2003, a couple students wanted to set out to create a mascot that was not sexist, racist, but was still unacceptable. And they came up with Keggy the Keg.
Wow, okay.
It is an anthropomorphic beer keg.
Uh-huh.
Got cylinder costume with eyes, mm-hmm. kind of creepy eyes, and a mouth. And it's got arms and feet.
Oh, my gracious.
Yeah. I've heard of this but one. It was so popular that students have kind of adopted it as the official, unofficial mascot.
Nice. Yeah, haven't heard of this one.
Yeah, so... I have to send you a picture of it later, but
please do.
Yeah. So to this day, Dartmouth still doesn't have an official nickname or mascot. It's just Dartmouth, I guess. Are they an Ivy League school?
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they're like Yale or what? Well, Yale. I guess they have one.
Hey,
but,
Yale's the Bulldogs.
Yeah. But they're just like they're good enough. Dartmouth alone is prestigious enough.
Sure, we'll go with that.
But yeah, Keggy the Keg.
Keggy the Keg. Yeah, that's a interesting one. Well, I just find it funny that it's an Ivy League school that went and did that too.
I know.
All the smart kids. So All right, so my number three, I'll go the University of Missouri Kansas City Ruse. So like a kangaroo.
Okay.
But not kangaroo. It's the ruse.
The ruse. First, I was thinking like a ruse, like you're trying to pull a fast one on me. Like, pull it, like what are they? Just like, are they just constantly just trying to get one over on somebody? Like,
uh-huh.
A ruse.
So, their mascot's a question mark? No.
Yeah.
No, but I don't get me wrong. What Kansas City has to do with kangaroos, I don't know. But I just thought Ruse was such a unique name that I'm like, yeah, that has to be not only on my list, but top three. I love the nickname Ruse so much.
Yeah. I wonder what the mascot's name is. Like, I was going to say Kanga, but that's Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, it is.
All
right. And I'm looking it up right now.
It was a fun one, like, or just a regular name like Jerry.
Casey the kangaroo.
Casey the kangaroo. Huh.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right.
But yeah, I kind of wish it was like Fred or something like
that. Fred the, or Kangaroo Jack. That's what I'm thinking of, the movie.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're down to our final two.
Yeah, there we go. So when we did this, I knew this was going to be top because ever since my friend Anthony told me about this one, I'm like, that's fantastic. It is the St. Louis Billikens.
Okay, yeah.
And they're a big, I don't think they've got football, but they're pretty good basketball. They've been in the tournament a few years recently. What is a Billiken, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. A Billiken is a symbol of good luck and is featured in souvenir shops in Alaska and has been in wooden statues in like Japan. But it kind of looks like a, at first I kind of thought it was a weird bat, but I'm not so sure. But it originally came from one of the students was an art student,
mm-hmm.
and drew a bunch of cartoons and stuff. So she drew a caricature of the coach in the form of a Billiken and posted it in the window of a drugstore.
Hmm.
And well, I guess it was a football coach. So or at least they did have football at the time. I don't know if they still do. Nick came known as Bender's Billikens. And okay. it kind of stuck as a mythological good luck figure and became their nickname.
Yeah. Okay. That's a fun story behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure we discussed that one on our football episode.
Like, oh, did we?
Well, I think because your friend G, who you just mentioned, because he had commented on our Facebook post.
Oh yeah,
we kind of went over a little bit, but I mean it's a fun name, unique name, fun story behind it.
Yeah.
All right, so my number two would be the Purdue Fort Wayne Mastodons.
Yes. How did I not discover that one?
I don't know. I don't know, but
could definitely would have made it.
But no, I mean, once again, like Mastodon's just a very unique name, very fun name. I mean,
yeah.
How many other schools do you know where their team name is named after this extinct woolly mammoth type thing? So,
I just think of the Black Power Ranger,
exactly.
Mastodon.
So yeah, just when I saw that, I knew that it had to be on my list. And I knew it had to be pretty high up on my list, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see. I got to see what it looks like. What school was it?
PFW. Purdue Fort Wayne.
That's spelled right. Of course. Oh. They show me the logo. Oh, there's the mascot. Look at that. Big old tusk and everything.
That's a great.
I like big Tuscan kind of laugh. Yeah.
All right.
It's a big old tusk.
We're down to my number one, I guess.
Yep, your number okay. one.
All right, so this is a boring one, but I think he probably is the coolest, one of the coolest mascots, and I've seen him on multiple lists as the best college athletic mascot that a lot of people think. And that's Michigan State Spartans.
Okay.
Good football school too, but I personally, I think their basketball team has had more success than football because they keep getting destroyed by Michigan in football. So
yeah. You know. Well, I was listening to the Michigan State game today. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they mentioned that Tom Izzo has been to the tournament like 19 straight years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, definitely probably a little bit more success in basketball than football at this point. Recently, anyways.
Yeah. But if you know college sports at all, then you have seen and you are aware of what the Spartan looks like. He's just cool looking. And my favorite color is green. So, but and he's just swole. I think he was featured on Fitness Magazine as like the most buff mascot in the country.
Yeah.
But they've been called the Spartans since 1955, when I think it was some frat bros made a giant paper mache Spartan head and wore it to sporting events. And I guess people loved it and featured in the newspaper, and they eventually made a full costume. And then it was eventually adopted by the school as their official mascot, Spartans. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Never knew all that. All right. So my number one, I knew it had to be number one whenever we were going through this list and I was going through team names. It is the Drexel Dragons.
Mm. Yeah, this is a good one to say, Drexel Dragons.
Yeah, well, I was going to say alliteration is one of the reasons why it's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, who doesn't like a nice dragon? Nice little mythological creature.
Yeah, and in our tournament of actual mascots, the dragon is just going to win. I mean, no contest. I mean,
you're welcome.
Like, just yes. Animals. Nah, they can't compete with the dragon. Exactly. Aren't they UAB? Aren't they dragons too?
Who?
Or UAB, Alabama, Birmingham.
They're the Blazers.
Blazers. Okay.
Which is technically named out, like their mascot is a dragon. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of where it comes from. But like yeah. Drexel was actually named the Dragons.
Yeah.
So.
That's cooler. Yeah. When I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, I can do UAB because they're dragons. But I forgot that they were called Blazers.
Yep. So yeah. That's my number one.
Yeah. It's a good number one. You don't get cooler than dragons. Sorry, like any movie or video game, throw some dragons in there and I'm all in. But it just hit me a while ago. When I was researching, I did come across another like D3 school that I forgot about. And I'll use it as an honorable mention now. It is Evergreen University. And they're the word looks like geoducks.
Geoducks.
Like a rock and a duck, geo, but it is not, and it's actually not even pronounced that way. It's gooey duck.
Gooey duck.
And it's not even a duck. It's like a weird clam oyster thing.
We sure?
yeah, it's Evergreen State College, and the mascot is Speedy the, I guess, Gooey Duck.
Speedy the Gooey Duck.
Yeah.
I'm going to look this one up, too.
Yeah, the gooey duck has been called every name in the book. Weird, versatile, baffling, delicacy, but Speedy represents the essence of Evergreen's charm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I had to throw that one in there as I remembered coming across that one earlier today.
Well, thank you. Now I want to look up and see what Gooey Duck is.
I'll try to remember to send that one. That and the banana slug, I'll send those to you. But yeah, so we got some good ones here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think both had a really good list. I don't think we had any crossovers, which is nice too.
Yeah, well, the one closest, it was the Wichita State I thought about putting on my list, but you included it. So.
Okay, other than that, we didn't have any crossovers.
This
was fun. I feel like this was a little bit more entertaining than us just talking about the NCAA tournament for an hour and a half. Yeah.
Have you looked at the bracket at all? Or are familiar with the seeds? I said, give me a champion and give me a Cinderella team for this year.
Okay. Champion. I see UConn going back to back. I can see it happening.
Yeah, as do I.
I just think that they're really good this year. So, and then Cinderella, give me James Madison.
There you go. That's a good one.
So, you know, I just feel like, I feel like they were very underseeded since they play in the Sun Belt. So,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are picking them to beat Wisconsin. I got UConn to win. I'd like to see Samford go on a Cinderella run, which a lot of people are picking them to beat. Kansas.
Yeah.
They're not going to be my pick because I don't see them beating Gonzaga in the next round. So I'm going to say Grand Canyon.
Okay.
I don't know why. They're just sticking out to me. I can beat St. Mary's and then they'll probably face Alabama, which if they can take Alabama down, then they'll really have done something.
Yeah. I, maybe not like, Cinderella, but, they are what? An 11 seed? Anyways, NC State. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're coming into the tournament having won 5 straight. They had to win 5 straight to win the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
So I feel like if they can stay hot, then maybe they can make a little bit of a run.
Yeah. Like, I'd love for them to. I just feel like that those 5 straight days, is this going to catch up to them eventually?
Yeah.
But, hey, maybe they can keep riding that wave.
Anybody but Duke, though.
Yeah, for real. All right. Got anything, any announcements or anything?
I know we don't really know what we're going to do for our next Cheering from the Cheap Seats episode, but we have discussed what to do here in a couple weeks for our Jabber and Jabroni episode. Haven't hashed out all the details, but we do know kind of what we want to do, so you guys might look out for that.
Yeah. Yep, there should be another fun one. That'll be in, 2 weeks?
I believe so, yeah.
WrestleMania week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hate the fact that they put night one of WrestleMania on the same night that the Final Four is. So.
Dang. Well, I know which one I'll be watching.
Well,
here's a hint. It's not the basketball. Oh, yes. I forgot.
I guess we could watch WrestleMania because I didn't think about it. But
I completely forgot. I'm sorry. So I'll be watching Mania later. I'll just have to make Sunday a all-day WrestleMania day.
All day.
Yeah, because I'll have to watch like 4 hours from Saturday and then go right into 4 hours Sunday night.
Start the dish at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all the announcements I had. Just that, we have something planned for Jabber and Jabroni. Just not sure what we're going to do for this show next. So I'm sure we'll figure something out. Something fun.
All right. All right. Well, I guess plug our socials and get out of here.
All right. All right, everybody. We appreciate listening to us ramble on. We really do appreciate it. If you would like to join our social medias, we're on Facebook. So go to your Facebook search bar. We're a cheer for the cheap seats. If you prefer Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, our Instagram, cheer cheap seats, one word on those. And if you are a TikTok person, now I'm not haven't posted on TikTok quite as much as they used to, but we are on there, and that is Cheap Seats Podcast. So we're on all those. So come join us on one, or come join us on all of them.
All of them. Give us the follows. And speaking of follows, just be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave a rating and review if you're able to. That will help us get found by others. And just spread the word if you like the show. If not, well, you don't listen, but you still spread the word.
Exactly. Just spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread it like the plague.
Yes, that's a good analogy.
Like I said, we appreciate it. I guess until next time, keep cheering.
See ya.